Moves are underway to increase significantly the number of United Nations peacekeeping troops in the West African nation of Sierra Leone. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan wants the force doubled in size to more than 16,000. The force stood at 8,000 when it was caught off guard earlier this month as forces loyal to rebel leader Fode Senko launched a series of attacks. Some 500 peacekeepers were captured. More than 300 remain in rebel hands. Senko himself was taken into custody this week. There are demands for him to be tried for attacks on civilians during more than 8 years of civil war. Reporter Lansana Fofana is in Freetown, the capital of Sierra Leone. What's the current military situation?
There's been sporadic attacks on UN positions as well as positions held by pro-government forces in the northern town of Potloko. The most recent and violent attack on UN positions resulted in the death of one UN peacekeeper, a Nigerian, and six Sierra Leonean soldiers, as well as the wounding of several more. The rebels also, what I was told, suffered significant casualties. On the other front, around the Lunga International Airport, British paratroopers were fired upon by RUF rebels. They were repelled. I heard some rebels were killed. There were no casualties on the side of the British peacekeepers. But basically, there's been engagement in different fronts.
What do you know about the peacekeepers who remain in rebel hands?
We know that they've been releasing them in trickles. The largest one was 139 or so, and then they released another set. Yesterday, information was that another group of 15 or so have been released already and are trekking through to go to Liberian territory. We know also that a Kenyan general was released by the rebels, but he refused to leave the jungle because he said he will not leave until all of the other hostages were released.
Now, what's going to happen to the rebel leader, Fode Senko?
He is currently in the custody of the Sierra Leonean government, and he is at the maximum security prison in Freetown. He was locked up there yesterday after being held in an undisclosed location. Yesterday, I spoke to the Attorney General, Solomon Berewa, and he told me that the government is still preparing its case against the rebel leader. He will not say exactly what they will do. In fact, he contradicted himself by saying that the government is on a delicate tightrope. If he takes a hardline position against Mr. Senko, might have backlash that will be very disastrous to the peace process. And at the same time, it's coming under increasing pressure from the civil population to have something done with Fode Senko, whom they see as being the main problem to the peace process itself in Sierra Leone. So basically, people are waiting to see whether or not the government will press charges against him. But if he is left in the hands of ordinary people, I know for sure he will be lynched.
Jesse Jackson's in the area. Can he be helpful?
Jesse Jackson's mediating role has become very controversial in Sierra Leone. Basically, he's alleged to have compared Fode Senko to Nelson Mandela and also the RUF to the ANC in South Africa. That was seen as a very outrageous statement. In fact, Sierra Leone's foreign minister, Sam Abanya, said Jesse Jackson is not welcome in this country until he retracts the statement and makes clarification on that. Our tempers are really boiling as far as the issue of Jesse Jackson is concerned. I even heard that some civil society groups are planning to hold demonstrations if he set foot on Sierra Leonean soil.
Reporter Lansana Fofana in Freetown, Sierra Leone.